Hi, this is Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, from the R-Bomb Wrestling Radio. And you're listening to Talk Wrestling Radio Network. Wrestling, entertainment, community.
Welcome, everyone, to another
championship edition of the Hour Bomb.
Championship edition of the Hour Bomb. How
that's
fitting
right.
For tonight.
It's night of champions, you know? Figure why not? We're bringing the championship, too.
All right.
Exactly.
So, welcome to another championship edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard. Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The big, bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters here.
And... God, I can't say it.
No, you can't. That's right.
The sweet one.
Yes, Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Oh, my God. That was the hardest thing I've had to do tonight.
You can't say it. I know. It's terrible.
Yeah, for those of you that do not know, last week I won Can Heath Guess It. So guess what?
Heath won himself a shit-free show.
That's
and it's a no-time
right.
show.
Huh?
And a no-time limit one at that.
Yeah, I know. So, well, that's okay. I got in contact with the judges for this week's, and I think we're good.
Okay.
Just so you know, Adrian, I think we're good for next
week.
So, but yes, welcome to another championship edition of the Hour Bomb. Night of Champions night.
Yeah. Yes.
So, how the hell are you guys doing?
You know, pretty good overall. Can't complain. You know, just nice little weekend off.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
You know what? The live chat has said that Heath's show shouldn't count on a pay per view post show.
Yeah, I would have to agree. That's what Mr. Richard 269 says.
Yeah, if the chat says it, I mean, we have to abide by the will of the chat.
But you know, if the shit free week isn't this week, then that means next week
has
to be.
Let's get over with now.
Yeah, let's just. It's like a band aid. Just hurry up and get it done with.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how you been, Heath?
I've been doing good.
Good.
Got another day of work before I get a couple days off.
Yeah, you don't need a day off.
Yes, I do.
It's not that hard doing your job. God, this is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, this sucks.
You know, 2 weeks.
2 weeks what?
2 weeks until I get a 4-day weekend.
Why do we? Oh, yeah, that's right. We go to Archon.
Yeah.
Archon.
Well, I get a 3-day at least. I don't know.
Hey, I took off Thursday through Sunday for that one.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, well, my week was a little interesting. For those that haven't heard.
Mm. Yeah.
What
happened this week?
Well, we have a new addition to the family.
Oh, yeah. Little H.
Triple H.
Yes. Triple H has been born.
Born Tuesday afternoon.
So, I have to ask, did you play the Triple H theme song as he was being, you know, pushed out?
Well, he wasn't being pushed out. But, you know, if I would have had my phone, I probably would have in the OR.
Okay.
But I didn't think of it. You know, having a child is kind of a big thing, and being a dick kind of wasn't high on my list. Funny as hell. But I wish I would have.
But funny, the first time to play the game.
That would have been great. But, yeah, so my week's been pretty hectic. And
I'm pretty sure tiresome, too.
Yes.
But you're a dedicated man doing this show still this week.
I am. I was in the emergency room until about 4 in the morning this morning with my wife. Yeah. Some minor complications due to the surgery. But, you know, ball's good. Almost didn't think I was going to be able to pull this off tonight. But, yeah, we're here. We're live.
Yes.
So, fun stuff. What the hell are you doing?
I'm working on something over here.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I just, you know... We've got a monitor hooked up to Adrian's computer, so that way we can look at the chat and I can see everything that he's doing, and he's screwing around on Facebook right now.
Facebookers.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to drive up some live chat people.
What's
for
going
us.
On Big Brother?
It's not important right now.
I know. So, I guess, do we want to jump into this, or is there anything else we want to talk about first to kill a little bit of time?
You know what? Let's just jump right into this, because it was... I have some things I want to say about this pay-per-view.
All right. So, before we do that, Heath, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, I'm pretty good.
All right. Adrian, you got anything you want to say?
Well, I got this right.
Oh, God. Oh. I don't know why I hit that, because we have no time limit. Actually, before we start the show, here's how we... Hey, fuck you, Richard. Fuck you. Big Brother is awesome. Normally, how this show works is I got a whole list of shit I got to get through, but because it's a pay-per-view post-show, who the hell was that?
Sorry.
We have no time limit, so I have no list to get through, so we're just going to talk all night. Maybe not all night, because I still have to be at work at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes.
But, so yeah. Okay, so I don't know why I hit the timer, so let's dive into some Mind Champion, shall we? So, Night of Champions 2013 in the books officially.
Not a bad pay-per-view. Not a good pay-per-view, but not a bad pay-per-view.
Here's my issue with Night of Champions as a whole.
I've seen worse this year.
I've seen worse, but we've seen a lot better over the last couple months. That's the problem.
And I think what we were talking about on that pre-show was they were going up, 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 and then we just dropped.
SummerSlam was a solid like 8 or 9. Out of 10, the
Money in the Bank was good.
Champion, or I'm sorry, Money in the Bank
was good.
Was a solid like 7 or 8.
Payback was going up was from WrestleMania because they kind of hit that downfall. Extreme rules.
Yeah, that was bad.
And then they started climbed up. And I guess this is the peak, and we hit the peak, and now we're in that valley again.
What I thought was going to be a 5 was more like a 6.5 or 7. So you know, I can't complain.
What I thought was a 4 is maybe a 5. I just wasn't impressed.
I'd say
there were some quality matches on the show tonight, at least. That's what saved it, but the overall card was.
It lacked, and I'm not going to lie, man. I think what killed it for me was the lack of build-up. If there would have been better build-up for some of the other matches, like I understand the tag team turmoil match. I get that. There's not much build-up you can do. But, right. You know, I think they could have done a better job. Mr. Richard says, and yes, that was the theme this year for Night of Champions, and I would have to argue Payback was not that good.
Payback was awesome.
It wasn't that good. Wasn't the best pay-per-view this
year.
It
was better than this one.
Yeah.
It was the
but
second.
But I think we could all go out there and wrestle 7 matches and be a better pay-per-view than this.
I don't think so. Wait, we're terrible.
Dude, this kind of stuff we used to do in Dave Losh's basement was fun as hell.
Yeah, but as far as entertainment while you goes, no. I mean, it would run its course after 7 matches. We might be good for 2, but 7, no.
Yeah. So I guess we'll dive into the pre-show here. We had the tag team turmoil match. We had the Usos, the Real Americans, the Primetime Players, and 3-Man Band?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 3-Man
was the first team out.
They were the first team out. First team out, yeah.
Oh, figures.
Yeah,
surprise. Who did they have out of the 3?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They were out there that long.
Yeah, it was that bad.
I want to say it was Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre, but I could be wrong.
I would have thought it would be Heath Slater. Hey, before we dive in, go in too much further, you guys hearing us okay out there in chat world? Are we sounding okay?
Mr. Richard, are we sounding all right?
You hear my stupid dog barking?
I hope we can... You know, have them hear us, because otherwise, man, this show's going to be short.
Well, I'm sure he can hear us. I just want to know if we're sounding okay and if he can hear my dog barking a minute ago. So I'm going to go kill a dog. No, I'm going to kill a dog. He's a good dog. I love that dog.
Yeah, we sound fine.
Yes.
Do you hear the dog? Because that's what I want to know. Do you hear the dog?
Are we editing this out on the actual podcast?
No. I don't edit things. Are you serious?
Well, you probably should.
Yeah, who cares? I haven't even put last week's up. I've been so busy this week. So... You know.
He can't even hear the dog.
Good. So, yes, tag team turmoil match. Who does start? It was the 3-Man Band, and who the fuck else was it? And the Prime Time. Tons of Funk. I forgot about them. Tons of Funk eliminates
Three Man Band,
and then out comes the Real Americans.
Real Americans eliminate Tons of Funk,
and then out come the Usos.
Real Americans eliminate the Usos,
and then out come the Primetime Players,
who win the match.
Your winners and new number one contenders for the tag team titles.
The Primetime Players.
I love this music, man.
I do too.
This might be my new ringtone.
I think I might use this too. I don't know why. I just had the hunch. I'm feeling it.
I don't know, man. I like this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to change my ringtone for you.
Anyway, so they win, and this match happens on the card later in the night. I can't argue too much about it, you know?
Right.
Miss Richards done better matches than anything on the WrestleMania card other than Daniel Bryan Kane versus Big E and Ziggler.
Do what? They have done better matches than anything.
Can we get video clips to prove that?
Yes, that's what I need. Can't buy it.
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm sorry. So then let's dive into the actual tag team, or the actual pay-per-view card, shall we?
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I had to walk away for just a couple minutes. I'm like, this is the start of the show. I'm not going to miss too much. Oh, I was wrong.
Well, the downside to watching the pre-show while we're doing a pay-per-view pre-show online is we don't get audio, so we couldn't hear the fact that they made the match for Curtis Axel versus Kofi Kingston on the pre-show.
Yeah, so... And then we also kicked off on the Triple H out there saying that there'd be no interference from anyone for the Randy Orton-Daniel Bryan match. Nobody. And then Paul Heyman comes out with Curtis Axel, and Heyman's left message with anyone who can't seem to get a reply from Triple H. Heyman says he desperately needs to speak with Triple H and didn't want to do it in public. Triple H cuts him off and says he looks terrible. When was the last time you showered? Well, it's Paul Heyman. Lord only knows.
Right.
He looks pretty bad out there. Yep. And then Heyman, of course, applies the chapstick and starts kissing up to Triple H and... Basically trying to weasel himself out of the match with Curtis Axel. And
he gets himself put in a no disqualification match, and Curtis Axel has to defend the title against Kofi Kingston.
Because it's Night of Champions. All titles are on the line tonight, and his was the only one that wasn't. So guess what? Intercontinental title match kicks it off. Curtis Axel against Kofi Kingston.
Adrian, right.
I hate to say this, but I was away from the TV that entire match. So you guys are going to have to talk about this one more. But what did you think of that match, Adrian?
I actually enjoyed the match. It was probably Curtis Axel's best match that I've seen since he's been ever. I've never been a big fan of his work, but this match I actually was mostly impressed with. I don't know how else to really say this. I mean, Kofi actually made the match the better part, though, really. It was a good effort from Kofi Kingston, which actually made the match more watchable, but... As far as a Curtis Axel match goes, I give it 2 McGillicuddies.
2 McGillicuddies. On a scale of how many McGillicuddies?
3.
All right.
3 McGillicuddies is about as good as it gets.
3 McGillicuddies. Is that how we're scoring the matches tonight on the McGillicuddy scale?
No, just for Curtis Axel.
Yes.
Okay, so 2 of the matches will be scored on the McGillicuddy scale.
Yes. 2 of the matches will be scaled on the McGillicuddy scale.
Yes. And I got to agree as far as with Adrian. I mean... Curtis Axel's not really been an impressive wrestler, in my opinion.
I liked him as McGillicuddy.
But, tonight, he actually pulled it off pretty well. He really did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, for once, it seemed like he actually...
Brought it?
Yeah, he actually brought it.
He didn't talk a whole lot?
Well, yeah, that helps, too.
You know, I know why they put Paul Heyman with him, but they need to... Shut up, Curtis Axel, and let Paul Heyman do his job?
Yeah, because Curtis Axel talks like, I don't know, Chris Benoit took volume.
Ooh, Lance Storm took a volume.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
So, pretty decent match overall. I mean,
it kind of went back and forth.
Yeah.
One point, it looked like Kofi started to go a little psycho, it seemed. There was just that one point. But, wound up Curtis Axel, your winner.
Good old crazy Kofi.
Psycho Kofi.
Yeah.
Loses it in the end. I still don't dig this music, man.
I kind of like the music, but
But all they did, you know, I found this theme. I was looking it up on YouTube. Yeah, they actually have it done. Someone did it in Mario Paint.
Really?
Dude, there's all kinds of stuff. You can find all kinds of songs done in Mario Paint.
I actually have Mario Paint.
Huh?
You just about anything on Mario Paint.
Yeah, I used to. Man, I love that game.
I own
that
was Mario a fun Paint. Game.
You still have it?
Yeah.
You have somewhere. A Super Nintendo that still works?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but, I'm kind of dating myself there, of course.
I was at one of my old jobs. I was so bored one day that that's all I did was I spent time looking up videos on Mario Paint. So, all right, so let's move on. Second match on of the night, the Divas match.
AJ's pandering to the other Divas backstage for help and backup out of the ring, and she gets no support whatsoever.
No, of course not. I don't know. I think that's kind of horse shit, them scandalous bitches, but that's just me. You know, you've got these other women out there that can't wrestle, and that... Okay, maybe Natty can wrestle and Naomi can. So you got the Bella Twins out there running their mouths. And AJ pretty much tells them all off, and you know she's not going to get any support.
I got to say, though, I got to give props to Brie Bella for supporting Darren Young with her attire tonight.
The Rainbow Bride?
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. It was very nice, though. Very, very nice.
Apparently, there were several themed outfits, though, to choose from that was voted for on Twitter or something. It was your choices were Rainbow Bright, Raggedy Ann, or Strawberry Shortcake.
Would have liked to have seen the Strawberry Shortcake personally, too. Ooh. The Rainbow Bright wasn't bad at all.
No.
So, all right. So, the Divas match
yes.
kicks off,
mm-hmm.
and you've got every Diva going after AJ. Surprise, surprise.
Pretty well much.
Yes. Does that really shock you guys there?
No.
At all? No, I didn't think
as
much
either. Slightest.
No. So they end up beating up AJ for a while, and then they start turning on each other.
Yeah, so...
Pretty well much. So that way, you know, hey, get AJ out of the picture, we'll just beat up on each other.
You know.
Coolest spot, though, I've seen a Divas match in a while.
The Natty Neidhart spot?
The double sharpshooter.
That was pretty impressive.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that.
Well, did you ever watch the Gail Kim last knockout standing match from TNA a couple months back?
No.
Oh, that was awesome. That blew us away. I mean, they did some cool ass shit. And pardon me.
You got to make it over there?
Yeah, I'm good. But as far as the WWE match goes. Yeah, but I'd say this is probably one of the best Diva spots I've seen in a long ass time.
But Natalie gets it on him. Neither one of them tap out soon enough, and AJ comes in and breaks up the hold, and gets Natty in the
Widow's Peak.
The Widow's Peak, and AJ That's retains
right. your winner and still
Diva's champion.
Diva's champion, AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
I'm going to say, even though she's crazy, damn.
I still want to see in a fucking, like, baby oil match, Battle of the Psychos, Mickie James against AJ Lee.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And the winner of that match?
Every
guy watching. And lesbian.
Oh, yeah, every guy and some women's watching.
Can we make it a triple threat with Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria was kind of hot, too. Man. Anyway. Next match on the card, which actually kind of surprised me of the order. You had the World Heavyweight title match.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam with his buddy. It was kind of funny, backstage segment, and Ricardo was trying to teach Rob how to say certain things in Spanish.
Yes.
Yes.
That was kind of comical. Let's see here. So Rob Van Dam against Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
What I expected to happen didn't really happen.
I know. I was kind of half expecting, you know, at some point Ricardo to turn on Rob Van Dam, and it didn't happen.
Yeah. I think we were all expecting that, and at least I was, and I'm pretty sure you were too, Adrian.
Yeah, I expected something to happen, but Ricardo made the save on Rob Van Dam even.
And, you know, Ricardo had that chair, and I was expecting Ricardo to blast him with it, and then he sets him up for the Van Terminator, and then I'm like,
Sandow
oh my God, Sandow's going to come out and cash it, and he doesn't. God damn you, Sandow.
I was.
What the hell is he waiting for? I mean, that was your prime spot. He was knocked the fuck out.
If Sandow had cashed in, it would have made this pay per view a solid 7.5 for me.
I would have. I think it would have.
It would have been better. Yeah. At that point.
Let's see here. I mean, it was a decent match. They gave it some time, you know, because we had tonight was not a great night for me for wrestling. This week hasn't been a great week for wrestling because we had visitors come over during this match to see the baby, and I stepped away for a good portion of the match and missed out. So,
well, let me tell you what you missed, Jason. It was a solid match between these two individuals. It wasn't overly impressive.
Was it kind of what you were expecting, or did they kind of
about average.
Step it up?
There was a cool spot, though, where Del Rio kind of did a code breaker on Van Damme's arm.
Really?
Yeah, like he like did like the jump up with the double knee thing and then drove him into the mat with his arm on his knees or whatever.
Ow. That had to have tickled. Richard, are you fucking with us, or are you being dead serious?
No, I think he is. I think he's literally saying he wrestled Shark Boy. As an independent wrestler.
Huh. All right. I thought he was fucking with us for a while.
No, he's serious.
Well, I see that now.
Apparently his ex destroyed the pictures.
Oh, what a bitch. Yeah. Unless you're on good terms with her, I take that back.
But not, it doesn't sound like a good thing.
But if you're on good terms with her, then sorry. If you're not, what a bitch. And if you're listening, what a bitch.
That was a dick move.
Anyway. Oh, shit, I forgot about his article.
Yeah,
his running with New Jack.
Oh.
Fuck. Okay, no, the answer guts. Okay. Then I wish we had a sound clip that the local radio show does. We do a drive-by whoring on her.
Yeah.
I don't have it, though. Anyway, so I walk in right as Del Rio gets him in the arm breaker, and Rob Van Dam hits the ropes, and we got a 5 count. You're a winner by disqualification.
RVD. However,
as was pointed out tonight on the show, still World Heavyweight Champion.
Alberto
Del Rio.
Yes. Kind of sucks, but...
He should go back to his old music.
Delberto Del Rio.
Wow, that was lame.
Delberto.
I was trying to say Dildo Del Rio.
No, Dilbert.
Dilbert.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Dilberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
I could see that.
He's very bland.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You know, and they're just coming to me, and I can't let them out.
I know, I'm even setting it up to more too perfectly, and I can't. I'm taking advantage of you being in a rough spot.
I know, this sucks. Your mom's really blamed too, Adrian.
Oh. What happened to not turn on each other, Dave?
it had to come out. It was like Mount St. Helens. Eventually, it was going to happen at least once. Just a little. I'm good.
All right.
Do we need to talk about the things that your parents own, Jason?
No, we don't.
Oh, God.
You know, I love your mom, and I think every... Never mind. Shit.
Wow.
Stop.
Oh. He said it on the radio. He loves Adrian's mom.
Not like that. She's the one that's taking our pictures of our newborn for us.
This pay-per-view post show has eventually gone off the rails.
You knew it was only going to be a matter of time.
Yeah.
Anyway... Okay, my phone's on silent now.
So do your parents still own the love?
Shut up. What have those not turning on each other?
We need to
just harness this, and he's just going to have a show like no other next week.
Yeah, probably so.
He's going to walk out of here crying. He's going to start smoking after the show. God damn you guys, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you guys.
We'll have a suicide hotline number for him.
All right. Yes, it was that the Power Rangers tone is every time someone posts something on Facebook, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, somebody doesn't have his phone on silent.
Hey, it's my show. I'm the producer. Fuck
so
you.
So after the match, though, as we covered already, Del Rio goes out, gets the chair. Ricardo stops him.
Bad arm and all.
And then they just set him up. They give Del Rio the Van Terminator, and then RVD pulls in the ring for like 30 minutes.
And I thought, I'm all like, oh my God, he's got to do it. If Sandow's not doing it now, what the fuck is he waiting on?
I don't know.
I mean, it's...
WWE creative to tell him it's time.
I guess. I don't know. Do you think they always know that they're going to get cashed in on? Or do you think sometimes it's a legitimate, like...
I think they know.
You think they know?
Oh, they have to plot that out shit, man.
Yeah, well, they could always radio it to the ref in the ring through his headset. How would you like that? You just fought a really hard match, and then all of a sudden the ref comes up to you, hey, he's cashing, he's coming out, you're dropping the title. You know, how shitty would that be?
That would be pretty shitty.
Yeah. So next match on the card, which how the hell this ended up on the card is beyond me.
The Miz versus Fandango.
Yes.
It's like, wait a minute, I thought this was Night of Champions.
Well,
that neither of them are champions.
Well,
yeah,
they had to have a filler match, I guess.
Well, they were dancing champions.
Yes, that's what it was, dancing champions.
Yes, like wow. Fandango.
Yes, on SmackDown they had a match, or they had a dance-off, because we have to have one of those every couple of months for whatever reason that's beyond me. The Mizco Inferno won the dance-off, and yes, Fandango got pissed.
Mizco Inferno?
Yeah, the Mizco Inferno.
Wow.
If you didn't see it, it's actually kind of fucking funny.
You can catch it on the SmackDown. It's, you know, it's online too. YouTube it.
Yeah. It was actually really funny. But I think Damian's hand could be ready. If they just gave it to him, I think he'd be good for it.
I think it would have been funny, though, if after the match it had been, you know, Ricardo turned on Rob Van Dam and realigned himself with Sandow.
Yeah, that would have actually kind of been funny. So how did you phrase this match, Adrian? What did you compare this match to? I believe, in your words, were this is the Hogan versus Flair of today's talent.
Oh, yeah, yes. It was the Hogan versus Flair of today's talent because you have the best leg drop in the business versus the best figure four in the business.
Yes.
And I wish there was more people in the chat so I could get trolled like, to no end for saying that.
Adrian?
Well, there's no one else doing the figure four right now, and there's no one else doing a leg drop finisher right now, so technically I'm not wrong.
Well, still, I can't believe you're comparing Miz and Fandango to Hogan and Flair. That's my problem with it.
Just in moves alone, you know, one of the finisher moves alone, that's all.
I was not being serious when I said that.
I know you weren't being serious, but I can give you some shit.
But Heath took it seriously.
I know he did.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You still get a gold star today.
Yes, you. There's a good boy. You get your gold star.
No, remember, shit-free week.
Hey, I'm not saying it. Hey, you know, Adrian whenever said we couldn't be just uber condescending to him.
That's technically true.
That is technically true.
I'm going to take a look around here and see if I can find...
See if you can charge up some more people.
Well, I was looking for mail sack questions and stuff, too.
I checked earlier. I didn't see any.
Okay.
So, no one loves us this week. So, anyway. I guess we should probably talk about the winner of this match.
Hold yes.
Wasn't it The Miz?
Yeah, it was.
Why didn't you hear the music?
Yes.
That's how much I paid. This is my bathroom break match. I took a piss in this match, and I missed it. So.
Yeah, I wasn't overly thrilled about this one either. It didn't do too much for me. Do you not know the password for the email? It's ABC123. So anyway, The Miz pulls that one up. Pulls that one out.
Yep.
Good stuff. Let's see. Next match on the card. Well, Fancrapo's leg drop reminds me of Kenny's leg drop. How was that? I don't remember Kenny's leg drop.
I don't either.
Okay. Shows you how good we liked Kenny Dykstra. Yeah. Man, out of all those guys and... Spirit Squad, do you think they're ever jealous of Dolph?
Of Nikki? Probably a little bit.
Yeah, probably. He's the only one thing in real town anyway.
Kenny wasn't bad. He just got on the bad side of John Cena.
Yeah? Who the hell was he nailing that?
Mickey James.
That's right. That's right.
Damn, lucky guy.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing now?
I'm trying to remember what... Oh, I know what I'm doing now. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, next match on the card.
Yes.
They actually crammed a few good matches into the end. I said they're probably going to throw a bunch of random shit together partway through the card, and they kind of did.
Okay.
So, next match. CM Punk against Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman in a no disqualification match.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct. And Curtis Axel, in Curtis Axel fashion, lost.
Did he?
Yeah, well, he did. He got
beat.
Yes,
Curtis Axel lost.
Yeah, he tapped out to the...
just Axel.
Yeah, just he had to beat both of them?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, fuck, I get points for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Punk had to...
I didn't know he had to pin both of them. I missed that one somehow.
Yeah, it was an elimination match.
Oh, I think he had the baby or something with me. I don't remember. Anyway, so...
How do you get points for that?
Huh?
How do you get points for that? You don't have Curtis Axel.
I've got CM Punk.
Yeah, but he lost.
He beat...
It was an elimination match. He had to beat both of them.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was two separate falls. However, I did find it funny, though. He handcuffed Paul Heyman's hands behind his back, and Paul Heyman's like, I'm tapping.
Yeah, that actually should have ended the match right there.
That really should have. Because in an I quit match, you still have to say, I quit?
Yes.
And when the referees ask when someone says a submission hold, what do you say? And they can still say, I quit.
Yeah.
Like, what if I've got you and like a cross-faced chicken wing or something, and you can't tap out, but you say, I quit? That's the same thing. So that should have counted. That really should have counted.
But, you know, that would have ended the match way too early.
You know something I didn't see a whole lot of? Bullshit commercials tonight.
Yeah, there wasn't much of that.
No, there wasn't.
Well,
I mean,
fuck, this was pay-per-view. You had like 11 matches on it.
I know, they crammed it full. We went over, what, 5-6 matches on the pre-show, and they had a
good... There were 6 announced matches, and, like, 3 extra matches on the show.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad card, like, match-wise, and there were some decent quality matches on there.
Yep.
You know, I think the fatigue factor kicked in, and I spaced out through most of them, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. I am here, and I'm, you know... Good enough. My dedication to the network runs strong in me.
We appreciate our loyal listener in the chat.
Yes.
And the people that are going to listen on download, like, you know,
Leonard Taylor
and Tom Fullery and Tom Fullery and So Bloody and
Eric Thomas
and Stumpy from the, you know.
Glitterfist might.
Yeah. No, Glitterfist can't listen to the show anymore.
She can't even download it?
No.
Well, fuck.
Why not?
I don't know.
God, it's a sad day.
It is a sad day.
Man.
All right. So, anyway, pretty much what you had called happened.
On the pre-show, I said, you know what? I think we see a new Paul Heyman guy tonight, and that guy's name is going to be Ryback. And you doubted me.
I did doubt you. I didn't think Ryback needed the help.
He definitely needed the help. Have you listened to Ryback talk on the microphone?
Well, yeah. Okay.
He needs a mouthpiece. Big time.
He's like Diet Brock Lesnar. I said that on the pre-show.
You almost. I just started to take a drink of tea right as he said that. I forgot how ridiculous it sounded.
He's got all the Brock cockiness and mouth and speaking issues, but fewer calories. That's why he's smaller.
None of the asshole. All the Brock, none of the asshole.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. I mean, it... I kind of like the idea of what they're doing with him. They needed to do something to revamp Ryback a little bit. They don't want to change him. But, yeah, I definitely think something had to be done with him. Because him just beating up on people in the locker room is kind of lame.
Ryback the Bully hopefully is a little... Well, we're moving past that now.
I hope so. And tomorrow night on Raw, if we see Heyman and Ryback picking on someone, that's going to be my what.
Unless that person is Curtis Axel, then I'm okay with it.
Do you think he's getting dumped then right off the bat tomorrow night?
I would not be surprised since he let Paul down.
Yes, that is true.
And he was pretty adamant about, you cannot let me down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, God, but you know what this means if they turn Curtis Axel face? He's not going to have a mouthpiece. And that's going to be even worse.
No, because I think it ends up with him losing the title and then him going into, it's the guy I'm looking for here. Zack Ryder mode.
Alex Riley mode?
No, Zack Ryder mode. He'll still compete on main event and lose.
Oh, okay. They're still getting paid more than we are, though.
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yep.
I'd trade spots with Zack Ryder in a heartbeat. Woo, woo, woo. You know it. I'd do it. I can do it.
Is there anybody on the WWE roster you wouldn't trade spots with?
He is thinking.
Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu, all right.
Yes.
You know who I wouldn't want to trade spots with?
Jinder Mahal?
No.
Who?
I wouldn't want to be Bo Dallas.
Well, he's not on the main roster, so that's only the only one I was looking at.
Okay.
So.
If I got to pick main roster, Mr. Richards said he wouldn't trade spots with JTG.
Is he still with the company?
Yeah. There was a JTD sighting on the stage last week whenever Triple H made everybody come out or whenever that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't even know he was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, shit.
That's right.
I thought he got fired or something. Future Endeavored.
No.
No. Okay.
He's mad that the primetime players are doing his gimmick better than he did.
Yeah, they kind of are. I thought they'd split up after the Abraham Washington thing a few years ago, but I was wrong. Took him a while, but anyway, you're winner of that match.
Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Thanks to Ryback interfering and putting CM Punk to a table, Goldberg style.
Dude, did you see the gas on CM Punk's back?
Yeah, it looked rough.
I just want to point out that CM Punk was beating the shit out of Paul Heyman with Jason Heath's most hardcore weapon.
Yeah,
the kendo stick.
The most hardcore of hardcore weapons.
Yes.
Clearly, there is no more hardcore weapon.
No, I can't think anything else I would hate to get hit with more than a kendo stick.
Nope, not at all.
No. Nope. Good call on that, Heath.
Nice job.
Yes. Didn't say we couldn't be condescending to him.
Yeah, I know. You guys are teetering awfully close there.
Loophole. Loophole.
Awfully close.
Loophole.
They do hurt. I will give... Yes, Mr. Richard, you are correct. They do hurt.
I never once said they didn't hurt, but I couldn't imagine it hurting worse than
a
barbed wire baseball bat.
Give me a choice between, like, you know...
Thumbtacks?
Getting thrown into thumbtacks or getting hit with a kendo stick.
I'll take the kendo stick any day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't say that has to hurt worse than thumbtacks or a barbed wire wrapped anything. You know? That's all I'm saying. What's up next? Oh, yeah, the U.S. title match.
Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler. I was incorrect. That's not match of the night.
I don't know what was match of the night. I guess that
Kofi
last match.
Kofi and Curtis Axel match was really good.
See, I didn't see that. I thought the Daniel Bryan
Randy Orton
was pretty fucking good,
this
actually,
match
for a minute.
It was pretty decent, though. It wasn't bad. It was just... It didn't.
I think we had too high hopes.
Like we were talking about, they didn't give it enough time to really be as good as it should have been.
Well, no, they crammed three matches into the last hour.
Pretty much.
This match started right about 9 o'clock our time. So, you had this match, you had the tag team match, and you had the WWE title match. All within 50 minutes. So, I can't argue too much because for once they had too many matches on the card. So, I'd rather it be too many than not enough. You know?
You see, I'm of the school of thought, and I know we're a little off topic here, but it doesn't really matter.
I don't have a time limit.
There should be 7 matches on a pay-per-view.
Okay.
And 1 pre-show match.
Okay. I'm listening.
You do 7 matches on the pay-per-view.
Okay.
You give 4 of the undercard matches 15 minutes.
Okay.
You give 2 more 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then you give the main event 40 minutes. I mean, you know, it's just ballpark.
Yeah.
But... if you do it that way, that gives you 2 hours and 15 to 20 minutes of wrestling.
And then that gives you
45 minutes of other
bullshit.
Stuff.
Do you think they... I don't know if they can go only 45 minutes of bullshit, though. That's the problem. How much of our money goes to bullshit commercial breaks during the pay-per-view? It's like, I understand you got to have something to kind of break up the matches to where we're not match after match, because then you'd be done in like an hour. I get that.
Yeah. WrestleMania, a good portion of our money goes towards that stuff.
Really? You'd rather take a chair shot over a kendo stick? Well, I'd take a chair shot, actually.
He's been in matches, so I'm going to take his word for it.
I've been hit with a steel chair before in high school.
Have you been hit with a kendo stick before?
No.
The kendo sticks sting, dude.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, kendo sticks are, I mean, overall, depending on how you're hit with each one, I would say the kendo stick is worse than the chair.
Ah, yeah. The chair really didn't hurt. I didn't take a headshot with it, though.
You can't get the same velocity and built up with a chair as you can with a kendo stick. Kendo sticks are designed to be swung at people.
I could design a chair to swing at someone.
Right, because of the wind resistance on swinging the chair.
Oh, no, I'll make it with holes in it. Less wind resistance.
Well, then it's not a chair anymore.
Yeah, it is. You can make a chair that has holes in it. The chairs we have in the break room at work, they have holes in them. They're chairs.
Yeah, but they're not folding chairs.
They could be very well be folding chairs, still.
I'm not going to... You're making my brain hurt. I thought dealing with someone else that might be on our show was bad.
Huh?
Nothing.
Shut up. The cock. Ladies and gentlemen, this just saying, we have a special guest from the FTW podcast. Harrison.
This is Kendo Sticks Leave Welts and Cuts, Chairs Just Smack.
Okay. But really, I mean, what would you rather be hit with, a kendo stick or a barbed wire baseball bat? I'll take the kendo stick.
Oh, yeah.
Personally. Having not ever been hit by either one, that's my guess.
I would probably pick that, too.
Yeah, I think I would, too. What? Oh, yeah, he'd rather take the kendo, too. I think that's what he's saying. Anyway, so, yeah, I think the problem we had with this one... God damn, we just get way off topic in our show. I think the problem we both had here was we were expecting a certain level of this match. And I think we hyped ourselves too much. And I don't think it was a horrible match. I just think it wasn't what we were expecting.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So, it was a solid match, but it wasn't, like, you know, nothing to be, like...
Holy
oh, my
shit.
God, it was the greatest match ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Lots of cool near falls, though, and... Ziggler gets beat again.
Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
Your winner and still
U.S. champion.
And then let's just go down the list real quick here. Intercontinental title, retained. Women's title, retained. World Heavyweight title, retained. U.S. title, retained. Noticing a trend for Night of Champions here.
Well, next we have the Primetime Players versus the other two members of the Shield.
That's right.
Oh, no, we know that Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose can have a killer fucking match.
It just that this match tonight wasn't it.
No,
it wasn't.
I'd love to see these two. I'd love to see those two or take Ambrose out and put Rollins in there. That'd be a good fucking match.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but Seth Rollins does tend to be more technical than Ambrose.
Do what?
Rollins does tend to be more of a technical wrestler than Ambrose.
Oh, no, he just tends to do more flips and flying and things like that. That's what I see. Technicality, I think Dean Ambrose might be a little better, but I think he's the best one.
Mr. Richard calls for a triple threat.
Between who? Rollins, Reigns, and Dolph Ziggler?
No. Between
Ambrose, Reigns, and Ziggler?
I think Rollins.
Fuck, that's what I meant. God damn it.
Ambrose and Ziggler.
ER till 4 in the morning. Shut up.
I understand. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying that's what you're trying to say.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. God damn.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right. So now we have the number one contenders, the Primetime Players, against the other two members of the Shield.
Rollins and Reigns.
Thank you.
Yes.
God damn.
And solid tag team match.
I was impressed by it. I enjoyed it.
The Primetime Players do not get the win.
No, you're winner and still tag team champion.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo.
You know, and honestly, I forgot what I was going to say.
You forgot what you were going to say?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Wow. I want to say that I thought that this match, the Primetime Players looked good, but they're not quite there yet. They're close, though.
They're better than the Usos, and they were pushing the Usos for a while.
Yeah. I think that the Primetime Players get another shot here in the near future, though, and I don't think that they're going to be on the losing end of that one.
No.
You think maybe a battleground?
Possibly.
Maybe. Richard says Rollins, Ambrose, and Ziggler, if done right, would be an awesome match. It would be, but the problem is you would have to split up the Shield. I think that would be good after the Shield splits. I remember what I was going to say now. Honestly, if there were any night that would make sense for any of those, to lose titles, it would have been tonight, and I think it would have been better.
I think the WWE, the biggest mistake they made this year was splitting up Big E and Dolph.
You think so?
Think about this. What if we could have Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus Big E Langston and Dolph Ziggler for the tag team titles.
What's that, what the hell's happened to Big E? Nothing.
Exactly.
Where is Big E?
NXT. Is he still a champion?
No. He's been wrestling on SmackDown mostly.
Oh, has he? I've been watching SmackDown. Poor Big E. I feel bad for him. But, I mean, I thought if they were going to drop titles tonight, would have been the night.
Yeah,
I really did.
I thought the night they had a chance to, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, they not yet.
They really haven't. When did they win them?
That would be Payback.
Was it Payback?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, Payback.
Oh.
Payback's the night they won the U.S. title and the...
But they don't hardly ever defend them. That's the problem. If you're not going to defend them, get rid of them.
They
get
defended them every pay-per-view, Jason.
Okay, pay-per-view, but... Remember when the tag titles and the mid-card titles used to be defended more regularly and they didn't just defend them on pay-per-views? And let me check. Who did Dean Ambrose fight at SummerSlam for the U.S. title? No one? Who did he fight at Money in the Bank for the U.S. title?
He was in the Money in the Bank match at SummerSlam.
So he didn't defend it then either. So Dean Ambrose has only defended on pay-per-view one time.
Yes.
Which was tonight.
Did Shield have any match at SummerSlam?
No, he wasn't on the card.
But the tag team titles were defended at SummerSlam.
I think so, yeah. I could be wrong.
No, actually, I think they
Crest Plus Scope gives you the ultimate in fresh breath.
What the heck?
Apparently that's a website or something that...
Way to be, Jace.
Shut up. Apparently we're plugging Crest. This portion of the show is sponsored by Crest.
Yeah, you're not fully clean until your Crest is fully clean.
Be zest. You dumbass. You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean. Sorry. I had a website open, and I'd forgotten it was open, and it decided it was going to play an ad. Let me check here. SummerSlam 2013.
Yes. Lots of typing.
Because I don't remember SummerSlam already.
On the feed that we were watching on before that, talk about this for a second. What'd you think of the Ender's Game movie preview?
I'm not sure. I mean, they got two good stars in there, you know, Ben Kingsley and Harrison Ford. Which I gotta admit, Ben Kingsley with all the tattoo makeup on him, wow,
yeah,
definitely an interesting look for him. Yeah, I'm not sure. It looks like it could be good.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
There was a movie preview that was on. It came on after the feed that went off the air on the pay per view thing for a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Ender's Game.
Oh. Yeah, Dean Ambrose not on the SummerSlam card at all.
Okay.
And hell, Rollins and Reigns are only on the pre-show.
Well, they've been regularly the pre-show for the last couple months, so.
Good to actually see him on the card.
Yeah.
Good to see The Miz on the card, too.
Not really.
Well, at least he's off of the pre-show.
Fuck The Miz.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm sick of The Miz. I'm sorry. Give me back heel Miz, and I'll be okay with him again. Until he goes back, he's just like a stupid face douche, and it's not even cool.
Stupid? Yeah, it is kind of hard to cheer for someone like that if he's a face, but it's easy to boo him.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Miz, he's an annoying dick.
Yeah, he kind of is. I don't like his catchphrase.
Really?
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 Riley? Oh, no. Really.
And it's even worse when someone that sits at this table tries to do the same thing.
Yes.
It's annoying as hell. Because we don't like it when the guy that's supposed to do it does it. And we're not naming any names on who does that here, though.
No one does that here.
No. Hi, Heath.
Chirp, chirp.
What? What? Hey, you know what, Heath?
You're working on it.
CM Punk, that's uncalled for. We're not supposed to make fun of Heath this week.
CM Punk did not agree to our terms. Anyway,
this is not a shit-free show.
For the most part, it is. I haven't called you that one name in all yet.
Yeah,
came really close to. We haven't given you too much. We said it was a shit-free show. We didn't say it was a condescending free show either.
All right. So anyway
time
Roman
for
Reigns and Rollins
retain. Yeah, and then on to our main event of the evening:
Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan.
With no outside interference.
That's right. So it was a straight up match.
Okay, my question to you guys. What the fuck did Randy Orton do to piss someone off to make him drop the title?
Did he fail another drug test?
I haven't seen it. Wouldn't surprise me if tomorrow morning we wake up and we see that Randy Orton's been future endeavored for failing drug test. You know? No, I don't see anything.
All right, I haven't seen anything yet.
We'll check. I'm not ruling it out. But anyway, good match. I think it would match of the night, but it should be match of the night because it's the main event.
Right. I mean, these two delivered in the main event. Orton,
he's getting better. I think he's taking this chance. I think he may have realized that this could be his last shot at being on top, and I think he really stepped it up.
Okay.
Mr. Richards says, just wait, the story just might not be up yet.
Oh, I know it's not. There was a quick count in that match. But anyway, I think, like I was saying, I think Orton thinks this might be his last shot at, you know, really trying to prove himself. So I think he stepped up his game a little bit.
You know? I mean, I think he delivered pretty well in this match.
I don't have too many complaints about the match at all.
Great match, really, between these two. Daniel Bryan, again, $1 million is in the ring.
Totally great.
I still want to see Daniel Bryan and CM Punk just.
I love that superplex where he does the Trio Woe thing to himself afterwards, where he keeps himself on the turnbuckle. That's so fucking awesome.
Oh, yes. Like Dean Malenko used to do.
Yes, just like Dean Malenko used to do.
Yes, the Canadian Crippler, Dean Malenko.
Yes.
Yes.
User of the Crippler Crossface, Dean Malenko.
Yes. From Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
That Dean Malenko.
Yes. But. Man, I just, the way he was talking, Triple H was talking about how it's going to be a clean match and no interference, you're thinking the whole time, I smell bullshit happening.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I don't know if that quick three count was supposed to be like that, or if that's part of the story, or...
I don't know, but your winner and now two-time WWE champion...
You know what? I'll go ahead and say it.
Yes! 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 Alright. Alright, I'm good. Daniel Bryan. Yes, there was a quick count.
Will there be fallout from that tomorrow? Possibly.
Probably.
If this wasn't the drug suspension, then I would expect so.
Yes. I was very shocked that no one came out then and did anything about it.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, but... kind of glad it wasn't, and I'm glad to see Daniel Bryan win. I didn't think it was really going to happen.
No, I think we all looked at each other in disbelief that this was going to, that this actually happened.
Yeah, let's see. Looking at what we were figuring out the week before, all three of us were figuring Orton was going to win.
I think we both picked him in the prediction league too, didn't we?
No, I picked Daniel Bryan.
Did I pick Daniel Bryan or I picked Orton?
You picked Daniel Bryan too.
Oh, okay, good.
You picking it, but we were talking about the pre-show. We were picking it because of the disqualification.
Oh, that's right, dude. I don't even remember 3 hours ago. Come on.
I know.
But anyway, Daniel Bryan wins.
Yes, he does.
And I'm sure we're gonna see something happen.
And it's
tomorrow.
Not only longer than his last one already.
Yeah, it has. You're right. It has lasted longer. Congratulations, Daniel Bryan. You've been WWE champion for roughly an hour and 20 minutes, longer than your 120 seconds.
Congratulations, sir.
All right, so, yeah, I know. Apparently my tag team partner for the tag team titles, Other Mark, didn't make his picks, but apparently mine were pretty damn good. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, you did sorry, okay. Guys, I forgot to pick.
That saved my ass. Let's see what we got. Knight of Champions there. Ooh, I just barely got my name on time, didn't I?
Well, you had to be in by 6.
Oh, I was thinking 5 part time. All right, let's see here. Michael Classic against Sean Brown. Soul Patrol, Mr. 269.
He didn't show up. Soul Patrol, he did not make
I think what he does, if they didn't make their picks, they throw you in somewhere else. Glitterface didn't make her picks either, did she?
Right, but we were both in semifinal matches for the heavyweight championship.
Oh, so then you're going to advance.
Right. Or what could end up happening is me and Richard, they could move the finals up since me and him were both in the other matches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could be crowned your new TWR Prediction League champion.
Yeah. Good luck with that. And then,
so Jake Mullins, if you're listening, that needs to happen.
calling them out again, huh? All right. So I guess let's talk about the bet real quick. Let's get this out of the way.
Yes.
Made some ground this week on you guys.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or did you make ground on Heath? Really not.
I didn't make ground on Heath. I got 12, 22, I got like 18 points this week. 17 points.
Oh, yeah?
I'll take it. Better, one of my better weeks. Adrian, you got, let's see, you gained 40 points.
This week?
42 Damn. Points this week.
Damn.
Daniel Bryan winning helps, I guess.
You had 10 points on Raw, Reigns. And then 15 points for Daniel Bryan winning the title and 10 points for Roman Reigns retaining his title.
Nice. And, well, I got 5 points from Darren Young winning on the pre-show, but not losing on the...
Yeah, you got 2... Yeah, sorry, you got 2 points for him for tonight. So, there you go. And then Heath, you had 17 points. So, actually, we tied this week.
We tied.
Well, son of a bitch. You know what?
What?
I don't know about you. Adrian hasn't picked a song yet.
It's because I don't lose, suckers.
That, wow.
Listen to this, guys.
Ow, what the fuck? You hit me with the microphone?
Yes, I did. It's for you talking shit.
It's because, you know what? Some people are born winners. And some people are...
Your mic's a little bit heavier, if you want to get up and smack him with it.
Yeah, because, you know, mine...
Some people are named Jason.
Wireless. Would you like the... okay. Yeah.
Ah, son of a bitch.
You gonna keep talking shit?
Yes.
What now?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Ow. Fuck.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next thing Heath was going to do was go for your ass. Ah, fuck!
Oh. You know what? I do have a very
shitty
microphone stand here.
Shut up. Okay, anyway. So, overall, do you want to pick this week's song at the end?
Sure.
Okay, good. Hopefully I've got it. You need to let me know what you want.
Okay.
Anyway. So, the standings. We've got you at 151 points.
Oh, that's awesome.
Heath is at 139.
Uh-huh.
And I got 73. So, I've dubbed this week double point win week.
Did you remember like a couple weeks ago whenever me and you together didn't add up to Heath's score?
Yeah, I know.
And I've passed Heath now?
Yeah.
Suck it.
Fuck you. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway, I think we're going to move on. Do you guys want to move on?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, good.
Let's go ahead and move on.
All right. It's time for... The Night of Champions edition. It doesn't have to be Night of Champions, but I don't think anybody was really... Well, you watched wrestling this week, didn't you?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. I didn't. You didn't.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was only able to watch part of Raw in the hospital. So, but anyway, it was time for your weekly dose of What Stinks. This is where we're just going to bitch about something we hated in the world of wrestling this week. So, Adrian, would you like to go first?
I would.
Okay.
My what stinks is going to be the primetime players not winning the tag team titles.
Really?
Yeah, I was really hoping to see Darren Young catch and Titus O'Neil come out with the tag team gold. They've become my favorite tag team, and I really want to see them win.
All right.
So I was a little disappointed in that, so that's my what stinks. And it isn't even that bad of a what stinks. That's it.
Okay. Heath, you got one?
I think mine and yours might be the same.
You son of a bitch. You unoriginal bastard.
Hey, you can't say that to him.
Oh, if he's going to steal my shit. If he couldn't come up with anything else.
Well, maybe you should go first.
Okay.
There you go.
So mine is their polls they had tonight. Who was the greatest Intercontinental Champion? Who was the greatest U.S. Champion? Who was the greatest blah, blah, blah? Those were fucking terrible. Are you serious? You're going to have... Chris Jericho voted as the best Intercontinental Champion? You're going to have Trish Stratus voted as the best Women's Champion? Can't argue too much with that, but... Dude! Moolah didn't even finish second!
No, she didn't.
She finished over Wendi Richter and Michelle McCool.
It was.
She came in third.
Behind Trish and Lita.
Yeah. And then I can't really argue too much with the U.S. title one. Sting won that one, and Hogan won the greatest WWE champion. But I can't remember who the fuck won the World Heavyweight Champion one though. I think that was
Hogan. Oh, no. The World Heavyweight Champion one?
Yeah.
Booker T.
Oh, yeah, that was horseshit, yeah. Too.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
Over Ric Flair. Yes. And then you had Triple H and Shawn Michaels, greatest tag team champions, over the Hart Foundation, and I can't remember.
British Bulldogs, Legion of Doom.
Yeah, really? Come on! I can't believe that. That was terrible.
Yes, Mr.
It was.
Yeah, they had a poll during the show, and Booker T was voted the best World Heavyweight Champion of all time.
Over Ric Flair.
It's like, wait, what are these people smoking?
Yeah, what the hell?
A U.S. champion was voted, Sting was voted the best U.S. champion.
I can't argue that one, and I can't argue the WWE champion.
Hogan was voted.
I can't argue those. But, God, you know what?
It didn't make sense.
WWE Universe, those of you idiots that voted on these, that's for you. Because you didn't get any of them right except for like two.
Because they all suck.
Fuck you and your stupid asses. Okay. You're out there, Heath?
Yes.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Hey, you're up.
Oh, hang on.
Oh. What?
Oh, never mind. He's going okay.
Let's yeah, Heath is going. What's yours, Heath?
All right, my one stinks. Sandow didn't cash in? I mean, what the hell?
That was a close second from my one stinks, but those polls pissed me off too much.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It was absolutely perfect for him to cash it in.
Del Rio was laid out.
I don't know. If he didn't cash in then, what the hell is he waiting for?
I know. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. That should have been it right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's my what stinks. Sandow didn't cash in.
Mr. Richard from the chat has one for us, too.
Okay, what's this?
All right.
This is Daniels, Taz, Kazarian, and Bobby Roode trying to mess up the Bound for Glory series finals. Yeah, they came out and, like, interfered in the match and, like, laid out both, like,
who was
Magnus and AJ Styles. Like, they did beat down both of them.
So then what do they do?
They got them both up and restarted the match.
Who won?
AJ Styles, yeah.
Okay. That's TNA.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to watch TNA this week.
It was actually pretty good. I really enjoyed the matches on the show. The Magnus Robert Roode match was really great. The Austin Aries AJ Styles match was phenomenal.
Aren't you glad I made you start watching TNA?
I haven't watched it much still. But the Mr. Anderson versus Bully Ray Last Man Standing match was really good.
Who won? Bully?
Yeah, Bully Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, Ace and Eight kept with Bully other than Mr. Anderson. And they triple power bombed him, and then Mr. Anderson got up from that, and then Bully speared him to a table, and that was pretty much it.
I got you. So Aces and Eights is no more, right? Or no, is he not in Aces and Eights anymore?
No. After the match, Bully took his colors off.
That son of a bitch.
I know.
You know, I'm really glad we didn't try to buy tickets to that. Because it was here in town.
Yeah.
It was at the Chaffetz. Because we would have been able to go. I would have been able to go. No.
I would have gone.
I knew you would have had a good time. But I kept telling my wife, I'm like, man, I really want tickets, but just something tells me it'd be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad I didn't. You guys want to move on?
Yeah, let's do...
Let's move on to Adrian's favorite segment.
Can you dig it, sucker?
And it is now time for Can You Dig It, Sucker.
Oh, and Bully Ray did a pile driver on the stage on Mr. Anderson, too, after he was, like, being carted off.
Ooh. All right, it's now time for our weekly list of doses of Can You Dig It. Let's see here. You only just hit the fail button on you?
No.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Let's hear yours, Heath.
All right, so can you dig this?
He gets a shit-free show and he's actually prepared. Holy shit. Coincidence? I think so. Go ahead.
All right. So possibly the reason why Sandow did not cash in. They're waiting for Cody Rhodes to be brought back in so they can continue the feud.
Hmm. I don't know. I thought that that feud was done for the most part. What do you think?
No, I can't dig that that was the reason why.
You don't think so?
No, I just think that they feel that maybe Sandow just isn't ready yet.
I think I agree. I think like what Richard brought up earlier, it may be the Dolph Ziggler complex where, okay, you're really good, but we just don't think you're ready for it yet.
Yeah.
Because think of it, if Ziggler would have cashed in right after he won it, I don't think it would have been as entertaining.
No.
And I don't think... And this makes us hungry for it. Because remember after WrestleMania when he cashed in and we all shit bricks on it?
Yes.
I think that's what they're waiting on.
Can I dig it? No, I can't dig it either.
All right. Adrian, you're up.
All right. Give me a minute. I'm putting it together. So, like, I have what I'm trying. I'm just trying to figure out how to word it right. All right.
Okay.
Understandable. Okay.
Go ahead and start spitting out the fragments, and we'll put it all together.
All right. Can you dig it? Dusty Rhodes is going to have to join the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club tomorrow night to get Cody's job back.
I don't dig it. Right away, I don't dig it. They're not going to have the Kiss My Ass Club on TVPG anymore.
No, you're probably right. I didn't think about it that way.
But he's going to have to do something just as bad as that.
I mean, are they going to make him dig up Sapphire and wear polka dots to the ring?
Oh. Wow.
Come on, Sapphire. I know you can't walk no more because you're dead, but yeah, baby, let's do this.
Oh my god. I think we hit that line that we can never go back from now. We've been doing this 31 weeks and I think we finally hit that point of oh my god. Out of all the stuff we've talked about, that takes the cake. I think that takes the cake. Oh god.
Wow.
Oh man!
God help us, please.
I almost just want to pull the plug right now after that one. We can't do that though, Heath.
No.
What do you think on that one?
No, definitely not going to do the Kiss My Ass Club. It is PG. They can't do it.
Yeah. I think you can't dig your own after I brought up that point.
Yeah, I didn't think about the PG thing. Yeah, I guess I'm.
But I do think he'll have to do something just as bad, as despicable, and just, you know, horrible.
Yeah.
All right, so fellas, mine is, can you dig this?
Okay.
By the end of the year, Ryback, under Paul Heyman's tutelage...
Oh, boy.
...will be in the main event status again.
Hmm.
I can dig it.
Main event status or WWE champion?
Main event status. I'm not going as far as he's going to win the title yet, but I think he's going to be relevant again.
Yeah, I can dig that. I can't dig him being your champion yet, just because I don't see them officially getting aligned with Triple H and the corporation, and I think the Daniel Bryan feud is going to go on with that for a while.
You can't say you're wrong.
But
I think he's, like I said, I think he's going to be relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too.
Relevant back in the picture.
Yes.
You agree?
I do agree.
All right.
I can see maybe in a month or two, maybe Paul goes to Triple H and be like, my guy Ryback has earned this shot. Let him be the tool. He can take out Daniel Bryan under my tutelage. I can see something like that happening, though. So I can't see it. I can see him getting the title shot. I just can't see him actually getting the job done.
Do you think Orton gets dumped by Triple H tomorrow night?
If it's wellness policy related, yes.
So, what you're saying is if Triple H turns on Orton tomorrow, then Tuesday we're probably going to see something about him failing a drug test.
I would say that you will see Randy Orton has been future endeavored by the company.
Okay. All right. Richard says he can't dig mine. He doesn't. Okay. He doesn't think that Ryback will. He's not ready.
Now, I will say this: we have one for Mr. Richard too.
All right.
He wants to know: is can you dig AJ keeping the feud going with Total Divas, if she and keeping the mic work that she's been doing up?
Oh fuck yeah!
I can dig or keep work up. I don't know if I can dig the few of the Total Divas just because I don't like the Total Divas. So
we need to do something. Spice it up. What you going to do? Come out on Raw tomorrow and just trash talk them? And what's going to happen? Nothing. I've already beat you bitches once.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I think we're going to give Mr. Richard an honor. He'll be the honorary fourth member of the Hour Bomb.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, he's always here.
An Hour Bomb-y.
An Hour Bomber.
We're going to induct him into the Hour Bomb Listener Hall of Fame.
There we go.
All right.
We got anything else on this?
Not really.
I ain't got nothing. Okay, good. Now, it is time for... hold on 1 second here. We're going to stop that. And...
oh, fuck.
Time for my new favorite segment of the show. It's not us playing Jeopardy. It is, can he win himself a second consecutive shit-free show?
Turn the monitor away so he can't see
it. I got it.
So, for those of you listening out there, here's what we do. We pick three theme songs at random.
I came up with them.
We came up with them. The judges came up with them. It wasn't us, it was judges.
The judges.
The judges came up with them.
And the European judge is a dick.
He is. And if he's can successfully... we let him listen to about 20 or 30 seconds of the song. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show.
Yeah, how many weeks have we had this going on?
This is like the 5th week or something like that.
And I've only won once.
Yes.
Yeah, I got like a 20% chance.
Now, feel free to play at home.
Yes, you can play along in the live chat.
He cannot see the chat room.
That is true, I cannot.
Okay, you ready for your first one?
As ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
Remember, you get one lifeline question.
Ooh, look at that look.
That is a look of, like, I maybe know it, but I'm kind of stumped here. The live chat has our answer in. All right.
And your time starts.
God, it sounds familiar, but...
remember, you do have a question you can ask.
Yeah, the problem is like, okay...
he doesn't even know where to go with that question.
Yeah.
Well, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm thinking more along the lines of somebody from WCW.
Are you asking if this was a WCW wrestler? Is that your question?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We need a guess.
I really don't know.
You really don't know is your guess. And judges?
Sorry, the answer you're looking for was Rhino.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it.
All right. Mr. Richard
is... sounded familiar, but yeah, I wouldn't have gotten
it. The live chat is one
for one.
All right.
All right, next one. You ready?
Yes.
I think go ahead and drop it this way.
It just keeps going with that, so I think we can kill that now, really.
Yeah, and your guess is now.
That's the whole theme song?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's all it does is...
that's all it does.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Live chat has their answer locked in.
And the live chat's correct as well, so...
yes.
What the fuck? I don't even recognize that. Like, what part of an ass did this come out of?
There's actually 5 possible correct answers to this question.
We would accept one... five answers, actually.
This is probably totally way out there. Test.
No.
Judges? Was test part of it? Negative. That would be Right to Censor.
That is correct.
Who the fuck are
or
they?
We? Or
you don't remember Right to Censor?
Or we would have accepted Stevie Richards.
The Good Father.
The Good Father.
Okay. Ivory.
Sean Morley.
Yes. Val Venus.
Let's see. There was Bill Buchanan.
Yeah, Bull Buchanan was in it, too.
Yeah, let's see. Once you start naming off those, wrestlers themselves, then you know, then I can recognize them. But
remember, they were the good father. Remember, yes. They convinced the Godfather that his way was wrong, God, and he needed to join them and everything.
Ivory
else.
Was the woman that was in the group.
I said Ivory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, wow.
Yes.
Oh, good God.
All right, let's see if Mr. Richard can go 3 for 3. All right. This one's just for shits and giggles at this point, because you lost. Thank God. Yep. Give it a second here to kick in.
Well, what does he, Mr. Richard, can get us the live chat, though, so...
Yeah, yeah. But I know you guys are looking for me to try to answer it, too.
No, no, no.
Oh, we knew you weren't getting
this. No, though. No. Okay, and Richard... I will pull the Heath game on you. You've got to lean to this. Oh, I've got a cat down here now. Boop. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Can't believe we stumped them. I'll give you a hint. No, because I don't think you ever wrestled in the WWE.
Yeah, this was only the themes they used while they were wrestling for the WWE. And this week that was the Blue Meanie.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I would not have figured that one out at all.
And he actually even guessed the theme, because we had a theme for this week. It was ECW. Because you had Rhino.
Stevie Richards, all ECWs. Which, you know, really didn't watch all that much ECW.
They weren't in ECW when they used
these
music.
These were the scenes they used when they were in WWE, though.
So, yeah. All right, so I guess we got some wrestling news we need to cover.
Yeah, there was some things that happened this week we should probably talk about.
Yes. Wait a minute. Is that who I think it is?
It could be.
Good God! Good God!
Oh,
my God!
Slobberknocker!
Slobberknocker! My right eye's swollen shut! Dear God!
Really?
Barbecue sauce. I'm squirting it out my left eye now because I'm right eye swollen shut.
I don't even... The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb or the Talk Wrestling Radio Network.
Okay.
Wow. But basically, yes, we're getting ready to talk about good old JR.
So, I don't know if you've heard it, Heath, because you're not up.
Actually, I have heard.
Okay, you're not up on the dirt sheet, so I wasn't sure if you heard. Jim Ross officially retires from the WWE. Yes,
that is correct.
He was future endeavored.
He was future endeavored. Apparently, this had some fallout. Remember we were talking about the WWE 2K14 thing they had that Ric Flair was, like, drunk off his ass?
Right, yes,
well,
I do remember that.
Jim Ross was in charge of this thing, and he caught some of this flack of it. And, yeah, they're kind of blaming him. And
bullshit.
I think it is, too. But apparently he and Vince sat down earlier this week to talk about his future in the company, and they came to terms on his retirement. So that just closes another chapter in the old school wrestling history.
Now, is this legitimate or is this part of the ongoing storyline that's been with the regime getting rid of everybody?
No, this is legitimate or else it would have happened on air.
Okay.
This is 100, from everything I can tell, this is 100% legitimate. Jim Ross is retired. I mean, yeah, they've used him less and less now than they had been, but...
Every now and then they still brought him out and be part of the announce
table.
He's
still the best play-by-play man in the business. Still.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all I can really remember from my childhood is hearing Jim Ross call matches.
That's right.
You know, he's called some of the greatest matches in history. And now we're not going to hear him anymore.
No.
Kind of shitty.
It is sad.
But I've got a shit ton of wrestling DVDs, so we can always boot up some of those greatest matches and
watch them.
But yeah, just a sad day in wrestling. Sad week in wrestling. And so. All right, fellas. Best Jim Ross call?
Best match he called, or?
Or best line. I don't know. Yeah, we can go best match he ever called.
Good God, he's dead!
Yeah.
I think that was the Shelton Benjamin and Shawn Michaels super kick on. Dear God, he's dead.
I was going Undertaker, Mick Foley, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
he used that one a few times too there then as well. So, Heath, do you have a favorite match he called?
Anything with Stone Cold, because you'd always love to hear him say, "Stone Cold, Stone Cold."
My friend John Breeny, he can do a great Jim Ross impersonation. It cracks me up every time he does it.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah,
I've never seen Breeny do the John or the Jim Ross.
It is quite hilarious.
All right, I'm gonna have to have Breeny do
it. He even has like a cowboy hat he puts on for it.
Oh my God, wow. I'm gonna have to see Breeny do this. All right, fellas.
All right, baby, come on, Sapphire. We're going to dig up your clips and we're going at the Raw tomorrow. He's just a
common man. I get what? With his hand. Really? Come on. He's just a common
man. What can you're I say? It's late. Wow.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Hold.
I missed something. What? Sorry. Mr. Richard 269, his favorite Jim Ross line was when Vince was revealed as the higher power.
And Daniel was like, "Oh, that son of a bitch!"
You remember, that you remember
the fucked up shit they did to Stephanie during?
Yeah,
that's
when they had the ministry, yeah. And then that was when the corporate ministry became. And he's like, "Oh, that son of a bitch!
How you did to your own daughter?"
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, as we were. Go ahead and let's see if we can offend some more people.
I'm good.
Are you sure you're done this time offending?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I think I'm good.
You most disrespectful son of a bitch. Anyway, tomorrow night on Raw, we get the return of the American Dream.
That's right. We get Dusty on Raw.
They are continuing the Cody Rhodes storyline, and apparently Daddy's going to try to beg for his job or do something. Goldust couldn't get it done Monday Night Raw. Decent match. Really good match by Goldust.
Supposed to be a business proposition.
Ooh.
And you were telling me that Dusty was relieved of his general manager duties on NXT this week?
He was, yes.
Who was he replaced by?
JBL.
Okay, I'd like to see JBL be in charge of, like, Raw.
You know, I wouldn't mind that either, really. No, but JBL should be in charge of SmackDown.
Let him start.
That was his show.
It was his show. I'd rather see him on Raw, though.
Well, but I mean, anything.
Could you imagine JBL being general manager of a show? Hey, JBL, I need you to do this. I ain't doing that for you. Get real. We fight on Friday nights.
Yeah.
You know? I can't defend my title against him. Get real. We fight on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, that was one of the only things I actually got to see on Raw while we were in the hospital was the Goldust-Randy Orton match.
I think it would be great if he had Teddy Long as a general manager, as his assistant general manager. And if it was like, any time that like someone interferes or things, it was like, hang on, Teddy, tell him.
Holla tag team match.
Thank you, Teddy. You can go back in your cage now.
Holla, I'll go back to my cage now. Wow.
Man, looks like a Muppet.
Wow. In his cage? Really? I didn't even know what I was saying.
Wow.
We've been doing this for an hour and 20 minutes now.
Yeah, and some of us only got a few hours of sleep last night. So, anyway. Like I was saying, that's one of the only things I actually saw on Monday Night Raw was Goldust and Orton, and it was a pretty good match.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. But I'm big into nostalgia like that, so. I would like to have seen Cody Rhodes and Goldust have a match, but that's just me.
And brother against brother.
I don't know about you guys. I'm tired.
We calling it a night here?
I am calling it a night here?
All right. Wow.
Dude, it's almost midnight here. I gotta be working 8:30 in the morning, and it's gonna be at least an hour before I get to bed. I'm fucking tired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't gotta explain yourself to us, man.
Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Okay. What kind of shows? I guess we should probably do that.
You know, podcast.
That would be kind of good.
Podcast kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Like what?
The FCW podcast. It's on Tuesday nights at 7.
Fuck the world.
Their website is actually Friends Talk Wrestling, though.
No, Fans Talk Wrestling.
No, I went to Friends Talk Wrestling. That's how I got to their website.
I went to Fans Talk Wrestling.
I went to Friends.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
You go to one, I'll go to the other here.
Yeah. I'm And besides, you weren't stepping up to the plate to say it, so I said it. Okay, so we can see Adrian's. And Jason. He's typing one-handed.
There we go, same thing.
Well, I'll be damned.
These are not the same thing.
They're not?
No.
Whoa, they've got our chat room on their old site.
Yeah, well, they do, because when they do their show from our site, it links to our chat, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be.
I'll be damned. Okay, so this isn't the same thing. Thought it was. Okay, anyway. So, FTW, Tuesday nights. Then Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights? Yeah.
Wednesday nights at 8 Eastern, or no, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Shooting from the Hip with Michael Classic, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and Dan Phelps.
Who is starting to look like Alan from The Hangover.
Yes.
They bought his baby a carrier. It's kind of funny.
That is true.
And then we got articles on the website. We've got...
I'm only going to plug the ones that have done recently.
Yeah, because I don't remember anymore. And I'm going back to my... I'm really fucking tired.
And we do apologize for anybody listening.
So we got Daddy's Big Deal by Sean Brown. You have Wrestle with Jake Mullins.
All right.
The Highlight Reel with Richard Berghoff.
Okay. Yeah, the solo reel was this week. Daddy's Big Deal. Is that all we have recently?
That's it.
Okay.
Wow, not even How the Cook Crumbles?
No.
Well, that would be because, as of today, the TWR Network would like to officially...
Wait. 2 seconds here. Okay. Hold on. We can't Future Endeavor song without the official Future Endeavor music.
Okay, sorry.
Hold on. No, where the hell did I put it?
Uh-oh.
There it is. How
do I... Okay.
So today... Officially retiring from the TWR community, Brian Cookie Cook said his goodbyes.
Managing editor for the TWR Network.
Yeah, that's Paul Jordan.
No, his thing are, though, he said he was managing editor.
That's what Paul Jordan says.
Oh, never mind. But yes.
But still.
Brian Cookie Cook, writer of How the Cookie Crumbles, the original Harvard graduate from the TWR Network, has officially retired.
We do wish him well. In all of his future endeavors. Let's observe a moment of silence for
Brian Cookie Cook.
Okay, that's good enough.
Alright.
Alright, enough of that.
So if you want to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at theourbomb@gmail.com. That's theourbomb@gmail.com.
Alright. Well, you at least gotta let me get my line out first.
No, I don't. I'm moving on.
I was actually able to say it very quickly.
That's theourbomb@gmail.com.
If they don't like something we said, what do they do?
They can send us an email at theourbomb@gmail.com.
He is tired.
I think we've hit him too many times with microphones and hands and stuff. And
I'm already offended enough people. I don't need to go back to myself.
Yeah. And then also you can find us on iTunes. Go and subscribe there. Hit that little like button.
Yes.
You can also find us on our website at thehourbomb.podbean.com. You can also find us on the Facebooks. We don't have a Twitter.
Nope.
So you can't find us there.
We don't twat.
We don't have a Google Now or whatever the fuck Google's thing is.
Plus.
Whatever. But you can find us on the good old Facebooks.
Yes.
And all that.
Do we have something up here?
Yeah, I think so. I ain't got nothing else. You got anything else? What's our song? You never told me the song.
Oh, the song this
Do you
week?
Want to defer that to next week?
Nope.
Okay, what's... Because I don't even know if I have the song.
What's the song we're fond of, Jason?
What?
Millions of Dollars.
Ah! I could be okay with that. Thought okay. We used that not too long ago, but I'm down for that.
Primetime Players theme. Actually, okay. No. No, I'm sorry.
What?
I want the Coach's theme.
The Coach?
Oh.
I don't know which version I have. Hold on, bear with this.
Interesting.
Which one here? You want the first one or the second one?
The second one, I think.
Let me hear
the start of it, and I'll tell you if it's it. You have this one.
Okay. All right. So, That just about does it for us. So
yeah,
I think we will. Yeah, I think that is the end because I'm tired. So once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albertine. Adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy.
The big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombs.
Get the fuck out of here.
And get to it. Pimp game immaculate flows like fluid. Kind of park in the building, you already knew it. Y'all boy game is weak, I see through it. Bankroll effect, you girl can't chew it. All this is mine, you boy just blew it. Shucks, ain't it a shame how I make? Women that come in the crowd, now look how I act. Bitch, a little store, ain't got no tax. VIP at the Grammy Award, I top that. Mr. Colin Paul, keep the money coming in. Puppet don't party like the yin yang twins. Tell that boy, Mac time to the end. Peace. Snick shouter, we all in. Homeboy's the name, I gotta represent. If you're looking for change, it's where it's gonna be. Hard hitting, back breaking. Everybody out they see. Man, the world is watching me. The world is watching me. Hard hitting, back breaking. Everybody out they see. Man, the world is watching me. The world is watching me. It's like the world got binoculars on. Trying to find me like Waldo. We all know they looking for home. Cause they teaching them wrong. Too many pulling on me, I politely tell them to go. I'm a hustler by day, baller by midnight. One at a time, ladies, little mama, please sit tight. They got their mind wide on, boy, I'm pimp tight. And a Bentley you can never get, why? It's a prototype. I got some Birdman stunt for the show tonight. You wanna hate, but you can't, cause you know I'm right. Paint job out of sight, gotta drill them. Like the moon on the street lights when I kill them. 26 inches, that's what I'm telling them. Doors open up like the wings of a pelican. 8-15 in the trunk in the floor. Beat through your chest, watch your heart beat. Hard hitting, back breaking. Everybody out they see. Man, the world is watching me. The world is watching me. Hard hitting, back breaking. Everybody out they see. Man, the world is watching me. The world is watching me. Y'all that don't know I fall, I'm like, help. Asking me to buy her a drink, so I help. Gripping GA, grip time, what I grip. Got to this money while y'all slip.
Okay.
But I'm not Lil Jon. Popping my collar, I'm the man like the buns. Look, I got that bounce back like sponge. Your pockets dehydrated, look like they got the run. My time, my money, that's real. My chain, my peace, my career. Me and mine, that's just how I live. Money over brows, that's just how it is. Homeboy, your girl, I train. Break bread and you pop that thing. Fall up in the club, I'ma make a little brain. Money might pivot, won't you keep the pinky ring?
Hard hitting, back breaking, every.